Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
We are so excited because today is such a profound moment. You know, guys, we're at the precipice of December, right? We're right. You feel it? You feel it? You taste it? You know it? We're at the precipice of December. We got a lot to share about December. And today we're talking about a subject that we really enjoy talking about. We're talking about love. We're talking about passion. We're talking about ascension. Or what?
What are we talking about?
Because let's face it, guys, love conjures up, even the word conjures up a lot of stuff. And I know that a lot of you are conjured up already and you're already waiting on the phone lines. But hey, there might be a line open. If so, give us a buzz. 888-627-6008. And remember, you can listen to the show while you're on hold. If you call and get a busy signal, it does mean every line is full. But remember, as soon as we start saying hi to people, that's your chance to call back in.
And we would look forward to chatting with you. And today, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about love and that whole idea of really, are you a loving person?
What does that really mean?
Because like everything in our world, there are layers of discernment. There's deeper levels of truth, you might say, about what is love and what does it mean to be loving.
Mm.
So the first thing I want to offer is that everyone grows up with the novella form of love.
Now, if you don't know what a novella is, we've been living in Latin America for 7 years. So first we lived in Guatemala for 5 years. We've been down here in Uruguay for almost 2 years now. Novellas are popular because they are love dramas and they're very, very intricate and they're very passionate. They really embody a lot of that emotional grit.
A lot of dysfunctional loving. And the reason I bring it up is because when we first start learning about love, it definitely has that soap opera kind of vibe to it.
Uh-huh. But the novella takes it to a whole new level, Sri. You got to give the novella the credit that's due.
Well, they deserve an award for taking soap operas to the max.
Exactly.
However, the point I'm wanting to just kind of start with for all of us to be at the same place is that our first lessons of love are kind of coming out of grade school. They kind of come, do you like me, yes or no?
The check mark.
Yeah,
the little check mark.
And then we get a little more sophisticated, you know, toward high school, we'll ask our friend, do you think she likes me? I don't know. I'll go ask her girlfriend. You know, it's
it gets a little more sophisticated. That's beyond the check mark.
Yep, it's a little bit beyond the check mark. And then as we begin to grow in our own discernment and experience and self-confidence, we start learning about intimacy. We start learning about sharing with another being. Now, is that love or is that intimacy?
Well, you know, Sri, I got to stop because it was just a couple days ago that Sri received a package from his brother, and his brother lives up there in Portland, Oregon. And, you know, to receive a package down here in Uruguay is a big thing. And so in that package were tons of family photos. But what I found so cute, Sri, were the old Valentine cards. And I think we need to talk about that because we're talking about love. But now I'm probably dating myself, guys. I don't know how this happens now, but I know when I was in grade school and it was Valentine's Day, you were required to go buy these little cheapy Valentine's cards and you were given the class list and you had to give one to every single person in the class. But there was always that one special Valentine that had a deeper meaning. And that's part of that initial sense of what is love, what is connection. And I just wanted to take a moment and talk about that because really where we're diving in this show is we're talking about love. We're talking about passion. We're talking about ascension. And there's a lot more to talk about here, guys, than just the emotional love of that Valentine's card or that yes or no check mark.
Because we start off where we start off and we grow from there. And so I think we can all safely say we've had our experience with the emotional love. We've had the experience with being polite and loving.
Ooh.
We've had the experience of pretending to love.
Well, and we have the perception of what we think love is based upon a level of consciousness and divine experience. I mean, this is a really important thing, and especially with the December energy, Sri, I think we need to take a moment and talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We want to do that. And actually, before we do that, I want to make one more point about this.
Go for it.
Socialized Woo-hoo! Love.
And then socialized love. I love it.
Because truly, there is an evolutionary ladder here. For many people, what they think is love is actually that sense of belonging that someone that you feel, a sense of belonging you feel when your friend has a similar pain as you have. So I can remember in school that one of my, you know, I had a buddy who also was a nerd. And then I had a buddy who also had trouble with girls. And we would always organize around our dysfunctions, you know, around our flaws.
Young partners in pain.
Partners in pain. And yet we understood that as friendship. And what I'm getting at is that we learn a lot about love through our partners in pain, because what we learn there is we're seeking a relief from the fear of going it alone, or the fear of failure, or the fear of ridicule. And so we find ourselves a partner in pain, not so much because we love that person, but because we feel accepted by them.
Well, and that's where love and acceptance start weaving together. Now, this is really a hot thing to be talking about in truly with what's coming up here in December.
Well, and that's why I wanted to just kind of get this out of the way, is there are lots of interweavings of understandings that help us understand, why is society behaving the way it is? Why do I behave the way I behave?
Well, I've been asking that for 13 years.
Yeah, well and all I can tell you is it does get better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, guys, we are actually coming to you live from a parking lot, and Sri and I once again are without internet at Terra Nostra, and it's been a really fascinating three-week journey of no internet at Terra Nostra, and we're hoping that that will resolve this week. Now, why I'm mentioning that to you is we are trying to upload the December revelations as we speak, and we're on a very slow connection, so this upload might take until tomorrow, but at some point, either today, Sunday, or tomorrow, Monday, and watch the December revelations. Now, if you're catching this in the archives, hey, it's up. Go connect. This month, they're a little bit longer than usual because there's that much happening, and because we felt it was irresponsible to give you all that information without a way to work through it. So this month, it actually includes a way to heal some chakra energy and move into a spiritual practice. Easy and very effective. So really connect with the December revelations. And next week's show, we're going to be talking a lot more about that. But, you know, Sri, we're talking about love. We're talking about connection. We're talking about feeling good when the energy, the overwhelming energy, guys, bring your hands to your heart, okay? The overwhelming energy of December is going to be fear and illusion. Now, as we say that, we invite you not to freak out about that. And because truly the gift of that is that you have an opportunity to really flourish in December.
Now, you might say, well, that's no surprise. I've been seeing a lot of fear everywhere.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, yes, you're correct. There has been a lot of fear energy along with a lot of other unrefined energies. However, what's coming in December is a focused fear.
Yeah.
Fear is starting to coalesce around groups of aligned folks, and specifically each country will have its own flavor of fear, its own particular variety that reflects the group consciousness of that country.
Now, that's just one aspect of what's bubbling up in December, because the other aspect is that Gaia herself is bubbling up. Gaia is literally detoxing. So imagine that you have all of this Gaia energy. Gaia is just saying, I am getting clear, guys. So she's bubbling up. She's releasing all this energy, but it's being met by this goopy planetary thought body. And that's why the fear is going to feel more intense. That's why the intensity will actually feel more intense. Yet here's the good news. We are coming out of the November storm. And that's the gift, that this November storm, that opportunity to see the oneness and reclaim your mastery, gifts you with the opportunity to literally flourish through December. And as I mentioned, we have a lot to share about December. It is a very strong and powerful month for sure. Check out our YouTube official Shri and Kira. It'll be there maybe later today. I don't know. It's uploading really slow, but it'll be there today or it'll be there tomorrow. And for sure, you want to watch those. Now, Shri, let's talk about how all of this, you know, here we are, we're in the second year of the Ascension Portal, right? 2015 through 2022. And we talked about today's show. We were very clear when we just said, okay, let's talk about love, passion, ascension, or what? Because a lot of these energies get confused. A lot of these energies are often misunderstood or misinterpreted. And this is why during the show today, guys, we're going to be talking about the many facets of this.
And the many facets have two distinct areas. One is your own personal discernment and evolution and how you relate to things. And the other is the collective, what's going on in the group consciousness. You know, as we shared with you a minute ago, that fear is getting more focused and it's going to be mirroring back the greatest fear of each country. Is they're the country itself is going to be having opportunities to deal with that. So, for example, in the United States, it has a lot to do with fear of money. Mm-hmm. And the whole financial thing. What I'm getting at here is that fear is not new. You've all had it. You all understand it. What is new is your ability to love and touch into your passion, even though there is an environment around you that may say, what? I'm doubting.
Well, yeah, and the key is that, remember, love, passion, or ascension. We are in the second year of this seven-year ascension portal, and we're going to be talking about the many aspects of love today, and those are all going to be explored.
So one of the things that I want to begin with is the understanding, as we started with earlier in the show, is emotional love is the foundation that is reinforced a lot in Western society. Emotional love is the stuff the soap operas are made of, the stuff the great movies are made of, the stuff that drama is made of. However, emotional love is always conditional.
Exactly. Now take that in, guys, because emotional love is based upon external influence.
So I'll love you until this happens, or I'll love you as long as you behave this way, or I'll love you until I'm tired of loving you.
Right. Or I'll love you as long as you look this way, or as long as you fit this role, or as long as you have this job. That type of love is never stable and often leaves us, quite frankly, crazy at the end of the day.
Well, it does. And this is why, you know, people cycle through lots of relationships and lots of alignments in their lives, is that they're learning the lessons of emotional love, emotional attachment. And the thing about emotional attachment, just like emotional joy, is it's always conditional. It's always dependent upon something. Versus the higher, more ascended frequency of love is foundationalized in your own heart. But now here's the key. This is the magic piece. We cannot truly understand or live in what we'll call ascended love until we have come to peace with ourselves.
Now, we're going to talk a lot more about that and how to do that. But before we do, and before we talk about all the other different types of love, emotional love, spiritual love,
and the passion that can be expressed as love or creativity,
that brings us to the ascended energy that is a transcendent love. We're going to be going through all of these today, but you know, we have so many people waiting to say hello, Shri. And so why don't we go to the phone lines and bring in some of the people we love dearly, our amazing listeners.
All right. Well, we're going to head to line 5 and welcome Michelle, a first time caller from Seattle.
Well, namaste, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Well, namaste, you two. What a surprising delight.
Yes, you are.
Oh, well, I am just like delighted to get through to you. I like listening to your show, and even just hearing your voice is so grounding and comforting to me. And I called today just because I am just kind of in the middle of some like deep existential pain. And I know, you know, that it has to do with the times and the energies that are shifting and everything that's going on. I consider myself a pretty, you know, conscious person, and I've got spiritual practices, and they have really always, you know, helped me be able to see the big picture and kind of forge on through challenges. But, like, they just don't have a whole lot of oomph right now, and I'm in a little bit of a distress. So I thought I would call to see if you could kind of redirect me or do something to kind of reassure me, I guess.
Well, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing and for asking. And I want to first, and I just want to bring my arms around you and give you a big, big hug that just says, hey, the fact that you got through it all needs to be the first thing that you need to bring into go, wait a minute, I am a queen who is able to manifest anything I want. Now, the energy, it's interesting. As you were speaking, I was seeing this spiraling energy going around you. And the first thing I heard was to remind you, be very, very careful. And this actually is something that everyone in the world needs to know for the month of December, especially, not to be sending any energetic cords into the earth right now, because the earth is purging. And so any corded connection with the planet, any traditional ways of meditating that begin with sending grounding cords into the planet are going to create greater chaos. So they just wanted me to share that with you. However, the next thing they wanted me to share with you is that you are, your physical body is being invited to spin, literally. They're saying to go out into a, you know, go outside optimally if you can. If not, do this inside. Try to do it barefoot. Stretch out your arms and spin, and just gently spin one direction, at least three full turns, and then spin the other direction, three full turns, and then take your hands in prayer position right in front of your chest, lift, keeping them together, lift them straight up above your head. I'm actually doing this with you right now, although I'm hitting the roof of my car, and you want to take it all the way up, and then open up and breathe. They're saying that there's a conduit of energy, a connection, an ascended energy that is wanting to lift up and lift you, and that this practice will actually open up those conduits, that you're really on track, but that this energy practice will help you very, very much. And so I'm so grateful you got through, and I'm just honored to spend some time connecting with you, my love. You are, I bow before the queen. You are an amazing being. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Will do.
Thank you. Namaste. We love you too.
Well, you know, I was struck by Michelle's comment about how at this moment her practices aren't quite doing it.
How many of you are feeling that way, guys?
And I want to comment on that, because it's indicative of a couple of things. One of them is, for some people, when your spiritual practices do not seem to cut through the congestion, it could simply be that it's time for some other practices. That's a possibility. However, here's a tip. When you find that your practices are not giving you that deeper connection, chances are your reticular activating system, and that's your nervous system, has habitualized.
Yeah.
So here's a trick.
It's actually a sign that you're ready to do a little more.
I want you to take the practices and slow-mo them.
Ooh.
Do them in slow motion and completely change the pace and rhythm of the practice so that you are exquisitely present in time to the practice. And by doing things in slow motion, it forces you to pay far more attention. And in the attention, you may find exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, Sri, that's such a powerful and important reminder. And, you know, the other thing that came forward through Michelle's reading, and I do want to underscore, because I have Archangel Zadkiel here basically poking me, saying to make sure I share. So in our December video, guys, we talk a lot about what's going on the planet this month, a lot what you can expect as far as some additional earth changes and other things that are happening. And again, just go to Official Sri and Kira. The video will be up within 24 hours. However, one of the things that we started sharing with Michelle, and that I'm hearing that in the context of love and the love of Gaia, it's important to remember, beloved ones, that, you know, prior to the year 2000, it was very, very powerful and effective and beautiful to open up a grounding cord into the planet whenever you would take a spiritual journey or whenever you would be meditating. This was very good, age-old advice. However, our planet, since the millennia, things, have you noticed how everything is shifting? And especially now that we're in this 2015 to 2022 ascension portal energy. Well, the planet herself has hit a moment where she is literally, the word I'm going to use is regurgitating. You know, she's detoxing. She is beyond full, guys. And so in December, especially, if you say, Sri and Kira, you're full of it, I'm going to send my grounding cords in no matter what. Okay, cool. But guys, in December, maybe just play with us for a little moment. Maybe just allow yourself the opportunity to find the heart, to find your heart as your grounded center, to bring your energy into your heart and lift from there, and to recognize that when you send a cord into an earth that is regurgitating, you are going to be picking up a lot of stuff that is not yours. You're going to feel things that you're going to wonder why you're feeling, and it could also lead to spiritual practices to feeling as effective, feeling like you're not going as forward as you'd like to, sensing new energies that might seem unbalanced. And so truly, for the month of December, if ever there was a month to practice with bringing your energy to your heart as your stable place, this is the month. And it's a perfect opportunity to really try on your ascended presence through that, to love the planet enough to say, you know what, Gaia, you have given us so much that, of course, I want to offer you the opportunity to not put anything into you. I want to offer you only my love. That's an ascended presence. That's absolutely a unified stream of ascended presence.
And as we are in this time that we're referring to as the ascension escalator, it's important for each and every being to kind of shift their own languaging. We no longer need to be grounded. We need to be centered. We need to be in our integrated center point, and that is your heart center. The lower chakras are very much tied to the physical, and they enjoy being quote-unquote grounded.
Well, they enjoy, let's just say that they, when the first, second, and third chakras enjoy, let's just say they want to take over what they enjoy, and that's what leads to that novella kind of experience.
That's right. There's definitely a whipsaw. So the point to take home today is that as you bring your hands to your heart, as you anchor in your heart, there will be a sense of being a little lighter in your shoes, but also a sense of being centered and available mm-hmm. as a being.
Yes.
And that's the true benefit of using your heart as your root center.
Indeed. Well, you know what, Sri? We have so many people waiting to say hello. Why don't we say hi to another one of our amazing callers?
Well, we're going to head to line one, and we'll welcome Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert.
Well, namaste. Hello and good. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Here's my question. I'm looking in the areas of work right now, and one question is, there's a couple of options. I have working with counseling work with adolescents, and one question is there any way to do that kind of work without causing a lot of imbalance in my own energy field? And in the other areas, mm-hmm. perhaps temp agencies doing some office work.
Well, you know, Robert, I love that you're asking. I will share this with you. The minute you started talking, I heard children. I heard working with kids. And so I'm not surprised at all that you said, you know, this counseling work with adolescents. Can you do this without causing an imbalance within your own field? Absolutely. However, it's extremely, extremely important for you to be The word they're using is in your ascended presence always, because there is such a depth of energy in you that the empathetic cords could get a little, let's just say a little strong. They're also saying that there is an opportunity for you to become a mentor to crystalline beings that are looking for your type of energy, and that this is why this is being presented in front of you. And so it's a freedom energy for you, very much, that if you decide to move forward with this, you're going to be able to experience and expand and do things you have not done before. They're also saying, yeah, of course you can go do temp work. That's always there for you. But this, the counseling work with the adolescents is actually a greater mission. The question is for you to decide if you want to put it right now, because this is going to come around to you again. If you don't do it now, it will come around to you again. And so it's always a delight and an honor to connect with you, my angel. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you very much. That's very enlightening.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings. Well, I tell you what, we have time for another call before we move to break. So we're going to head to line two and say hi. It looks like we have Dana from Colorado.
Namaste, dear one. Or is it Donna?
It's Donna.
Hi,
thank
Donna.
You for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Today, for quite some time now, I have felt somewhat disconnected to people and even myself. And I've always thought of myself as a very loving person. I've done some things that has helped that, but I'm still feeling that way to a degree. And I'm also finding myself becoming more and more angry, irritated, less tolerant with people's patterns, especially paranoia, anxiety. And some of the people in my life have a mental illness, and paranoia is even their diagnosis. And I'm just not as tolerant and patient as I used to be. I'm not as loving towards people as I used to be. And unless I really am doing energy work and really fully connecting, then I am, but just on a general basis. So I was just wondering for a mini soul reading around all of these things, please.
Oh, well, Donna, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for asking. And I also want to share with you that you are really asking a question that many, many people are asking right now. Their circumstances may not be identical, but this is happening among those that are raising frequency. So the first thing I want to share with you is this, that when we, and in your case specifically, and the crystalline beings of divine light are like breathing all of this crystalline energy around you right now. I just want you to just, if it's safe to close your eyes, just receive this. It's like you're sitting in a shower of crystalline light. And as they're pelting you with this beautiful crystalline light, here's the message they want you to hear, that you are actually lifting your vibration more than you're aware of. And that's why when you go into your processes, you have such strong and resolute connection. And that because your nervous system is adapting, it's why you have the perception that you are getting all these other energies coming around, the anger, the lack of patience, the lack of trust, things of that nature. What they're saying is that more time for you is number one, and you need to be doing neutralizing baths as often as possible, or at the very least, foot soaks. And what they're saying is that this can be as simple as putting your feet in water at night for at least 10 to 20 minutes, and make sure that you have peroxide in the water. It doesn't have to be a lot, but you're actually... your vibration right now is higher than the frequencies you're navigating with, and that's what's causing the edginess. You will adapt. You will adapt. And the other thing they're saying is baths, a full bathtub with like a half a pint of peroxide to neutralize energy. And they're saying that in addition to that, you need to be drinking a lot more water. And they're giving me a technique, so I'm just going to give it to you. You take your full right hand and... I'm not pounding my chest, but I'm like tapping it. One, two, three in the heart center. I'm taking a breath. Whoo, relax the hand. Take the left hand. One, two, three in the heart center. Take a breath. relax the hand, and then take the two hands, and I'm in prayer position, but I'm rubbing them back and forth very, very quickly, and I'm releasing my hands, and I'm placing them on my head. And they're saying that that practice will also help this energy flush into your system and help support the vibratory lift so that you'll feel more comfortable with everything happening in your life. They're saying 3 to 4 more months you will be on the other side of this, but it needs conscious attention, and you must be giving yourself enough time for you. And so I'm grateful that you had the time to call in and that you got through. And obviously, this is a wonderful way to begin. And it's always a blessing to connect with you. Thank you, my love, for calling in. Many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Oh, and to you, Angel.
Well, and beloved ones, it's always a delight to connect, because each and every person is a surrogate for so many others.
That's right. And, you know, every time we talk to someone, a line opens. I know they're refilling again, but this is your chance to call in.
And I just want to say that it is ever easier to get a little irritated in life. And if you find that's happening, it's a call to take a time out and love yourself a little more. The ways we love ourselves include taking time away from environments that no longer nourish us in the ways they used to, and taking care to nourish our emotional and spiritual body as well as our physical body.
In every way. You know, we have so much to talk about: love, passion, ascension, or what, and where are we going? And we're going to be back with so much more to share, more callers, more information. So you stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, and welcome back, beloved ones. We are delighted to be with you.
And we are here with love, with passion, with ascension, and with the energy that says, together we are all navigating an extraordinary moment in our collective humanity.
And the topic today is getting ever deeper. You know, each and every one of us is on a journey of awakening. Do you love yourself? Do you love your journey? Each and every one of us is learning how to work through the energies of love in a refracted world. There's a wonderful quotation here from our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, and I just want to read it to you. Love, loving love. The beloved, loving the beloved. There is no higher kingdom.
Oh, I love that quote. Beloved Archangel Zadkiel. And, you know, one of the things about that quote that I always enjoy is that not only does it succinctly talk about the ascended realms and the love, it also very clearly can point out how we can misunderstand some things as well.
Because we have lessons of love, and we have a journey of loving. And truly, we may not even, at some points in our journey, we may not even recognize that we're on a journey of love. But that's the nature of love. It's accepting. So one of the first, most powerful lessons that people normally run into is what we call karmic love. Now, karmic love is that infatuation, that exhilaration that comes when we meet somebody that surprised us, that suddenly feel the surge of energy having met them. And of course, that energy is understood by our emotional consciousness as I'm falling in love. I'm exhilarated. This person is special. And it evokes all kinds of fantasies and truly delightful stuff, fun stuff. However, karmic love is foundationalized in unfinished business. So consider for a moment, when you have a karmic contract with somebody, generally it's because there was an imbalance. There was something unfinished in another time and place. And so the exhilaration you feel is actually a signal from the soul of, hey, I'm with someone I agreed to meet. I'm with someone that I need to explore and be with. And in many cases, situations were love relationships and that they were unresolved in some way. But here's what happens in a karmic relationship. The exhilaration gives way at some point to completion of the contract. So whatever that contract is, whatever that learning is, whatever that balancing of the scales is or was, at some point that becomes the focus of the relationship, only usually people don't realize they're doing it. You know, their consciousness isn't at the past life level. They're just at the level of acting through the energies that are seeking resolution.
And oftentimes we're in karmic love relationships more than any other. And this plays out in so many different ways and in so many different avenues in our lives. And by doing that, we also get to repeat a lot of the same lessons over and over again, because the karmic energy is not just with a person. It's karmic energy. It's a lesson that your soul is claiming. It's a lesson that your soul is wanting. And thereby, your soul is neutral, right? So your soul will let you keep playing it out until the divine lesson is harvested. And this can come forward in many different ways in our lives.
And so harvesting lessons is generally done retrospectively for
almost
most of
always.
Us. It's like after you've crashed and burned, you know, after the relationship ends, you kind of wonder what happened.
And why.
And it's in the following the threads of the pain, it's in the really paying attention to what happened, we get past the hypnosis, the seduction of what we thought we were doing, and we begin to realize what was really going on.
Isn't that a gift?
And it's truly strengthening. And as long as we approach the pitfalls with that level of self-compassion that says, I want to learn from this.
Absolutely.
I want to understand this, then it only makes you stronger.
Now, remember, guys, when the first, second, and third chakras, I can't stress this enough, when the first, second, and third chakras are out of balance, you will be attracting karmic relationships over and over and over again, because that's what helps that first, second, and third chakra to finally be freed to be in balance when we heal. And this is why working with your energy field, taking care of yourself, being kind to your spiritual body is a way to harvest the quote-unquote love of your life, because the love of your life, your ascended presence, is the soul in union with the form. Divine Leela of the one and the one, which as Archangel Zadkiel says, is still always one.
One plus one equals one. Because in the world of unconditional love, there is no boundary.
No.
And one of the things that, before we go back to some of these beautiful callers that are standing by, I just say that it is through the heart that gets broken. It's through the experience of these karmic relationships that begin to cultivate the capacity for something deeper and more profound.
Well, absolutely.
It doesn't feel like, it's no consolation when we're in pain.
But we should talk about leaking love. You know, we kind of teased you a little bit with this in our e-card today, because many of us, until we become whole, leak love. And leaking love comes, you can only leak love from one of three chakras, and guess which three they are? First, second, and third. And when you are leaking love, what happens is that it's like sending out a drip, right? It's like, what happens when you have a leaky pipe? Well, eventually a drip becomes a flood. Eventually it's got to be repaired, and it could rust, and most people don't want to be around it. And when we leak love, it's a sign that we're saying, I am flawed. I am not lovable. So you start leaking this energy, and guess what it's going to find? It finds another leak.
It finds a compatible partner in pain. And so that's one of life's lessons as well, is how many of our relationships were truly partners in pain. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
It's
time to plug the leaks, guys.
Yes, it's time to heal yourself, at least enough that you discern the difference. Some people get hooked on the perfectionism thing. Well, this healing job is going to take forever. No.
If you wanted to, remember, it's neutral. You have the choice.
The key is to heal enough that it becomes easier to love yourself as you are and as you are not, and to enjoy your life and the process that you are calling into your experience. As we love ourselves enough to enjoy our lives, we cannot help but grow. We cannot help but expand. We cannot help but become ever better at loving.
Oh, I love that. You know, love, loving, love. Isn't that what Zadkiel said? Isn't that how we started with that beautiful quote? Love, loving, love, the beloved, loving the beloved. There is no higher kingdom, because that's about the union. That's about the union of the soul with the form. That is about the love of your divine nature, loving your form and recognizing that your life right now is a blessing. You are love, loving love. You are the beloved, loving the beloved. You are the sacred kingdom. This is how we enter into the ascended presence. And when we understand and can relax into the recognition that love is a broad, all-encompassing energy that can never be defined by a check mark in that box.
And
yes or no.
I remember sending the note across.
I remember them very clearly.
And I also, if anyone had said to me at a young age that it's a good thing to have a few heartaches,
I
would have slapped across the face. No. I don't hurt me. I can't even handle being hurt.
But you know what I can handle? I can handle saying hello to all of our amazing, beautiful callers. Why don't we go to line 3? And we have Ellie from Texas.
Hi, namaste, Kira. And Sri, hello
namaste.
There. This is Ellie Arroway again.
Hi.
Hi there. I didn't make the deal in California with Elon. I'm going back there for the fourth time being shown to move there. But being on this mission, trying to have contact and bring through this insight, I have asked Spirit, please, please, can I have some emotional, mental support? Where is my partner? I've noticed a lot of my friends that are on this higher calling have been paired with people, and to have that balance of some support. So my question is, where is my Palmer Joss, and when is he coming?
Oh, bless your heart. I just love you. First and foremost, Angel, the minute you start speaking, what they said was that the one that you are meant to be with is where you are going and not where you are. And that as you stand in your power and as you relax calling them forward, they will be standing before you with eyes. They're saying their eyes are the kahuna illusion, and the two will become one, and you will rediscover the magic of divine recognition. So that's the message they want you to hear today, and my heart is just all over the bounty that's ahead for you. So
Thank you.
Relax it. Move forward.
Get out west, girl.
Woohoo! Get going.
Much love.
On Monday, heading out there. Thank you.
All right. Namaste.
Okay.
Namaste.
Well, beloveds, let's move to line 4 now, and we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, Monica.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm so grateful to talk with you, and I love the love, loving love, and the beloved, loving the beloved. I am feeling inspired to move my residence in order to be with someone closer to someone that my heart is calling to be closer with, although I have a feeling it might be a karmic relationship, and I was hoping you might help me.
Well, Well, I am grateful that you're asking. Thank you for asking, honey. And I just want to share one with you. The minute, before you even said why, I heard, don't move. I'm not sure why. So you need to source that. I'm also hearing it's a timing issue. So you're being called to move, to be closer to this person. And that's cool, but they're saying not right now. Don't move yet. So give it a couple weeks and really look at everything and go deep within yourself. And there'll be a greater aha around this move for you. It's not that you're not going to move. They're just saying, wait. Just wait a couple weeks yet and then move forward with that decision. And because everything else around you is looking really brilliant and beautiful. So I'm grateful you got through today. I think it's auspicious that you got through.
Thank you. I'm feeling so much love and gratitude in my heart. May God bless you both in every single way.
Oh, we love you too, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Well, you know, each and every one of us, each and every one of us is called to resolve that which needs resolving.
Yeah.
that's why we're alive. And whether it's a karmic resolution or just our own understanding of how to be intimate, how to be with another being.
Well, exactly. And, you know, this is that, you know, love, passion, ascension, or what? Because there is the energy of love, right? There is that energy. And love, you know, I'm looking at Sri. I have to admit, guys, you know, I look at Sri all the time because we are so blessed to have such an incredible sacred union. But remember, he's my fifth husband, right? I did it really bad 4 other times. And it was when I had actually said, maybe I should not be with someone, that Sri showed up. And when we got together at a level that was far beyond the traditional ways people appreciate each other. And we don't need to give you the whole story. It's in our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. What we do want to share with you is that when the first, second, and third chakras are healed, guys, meaning that you have peace in your first chakra, right? Peace that your world is functioning, that the divine has got you, right? The divine's got you no matter what. But you have the peace of knowing that. When that second chakra becomes about the love of the creative blessing that you are, and when the third chakra becomes the joy of knowing that you are the divine in form, that's when everything manifests. And I mean everything. That's when we move from the emotional love through the passion of living into the ascended presence that you are, or I am.
And that's indeed powerful. And it takes discernment. It takes some learning.
Yeah.
And you know, when Kira shares that she had other marriages before me, what I wish to say is you don't take a fine wine and give it to a teenager. It takes a certain amount of discernment to recognize when you have something special at your table, you better have cultivated your palate.
I got it. I know what I have, baby. I got it.
All right, beloveds, we have more callers standing by, so we're going to head to line 2, and we'll say hi to Masha from Minnesota.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I am so happy to get through today.
And we are happy you did.
Thank you. It's a lot of magic right now, so, and I'm deeply grateful for your show. It deeply resonates with me and everything that I've been working on, probably for the last couple of months or even more. And it's about self-love. And I'm just wondering if I can ask for a little soul reading around that.
Oh, beloved angel. Thank you. Well, the first thing I want to share with you is that it's important for you to recognize that there are so many little miracles happening in your life every day right now. And they're giggling and saying, hey, you got through. You got through, right? And so there are all these little miracles happening in your life right now. But the other thing they're saying is that deep within your heart is this, they're showing me it's green, by the way. It's this beautiful green. It's a long, thin, it looks almost, gosh, how do I describe this? It looks almost like a little crystal, a pyramid crystal of light. And they're saying, close your eyes, feel this, and remove it from your heart and bring it out to be of service again, and you will discover how amazing you are. They're saying that you have stood in the shadows long enough. It is your time. It is your moment. And that this green light pillar, it's hard for me to describe because it keeps changing, is coming forward now as a way for you to really hold on to that piece of your heart and to tangibly bring that forward. And so just feel how honored I am today, and that you are claiming this divine blessing that you are. We love you so much, Marsha. Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much for all the miracles you have been given to us. Thank you. I love you.
And we love you, honey. Many blessings.
And you know, beloved listeners, it's always a good reminder that we get so busy in our lives being out focused, taking taking care of others, taking care of work, taking care of the house, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It is absolutely essential that we are able to look into the mirror frequently and look in our own eyes and say, I love you.
I love you.
I respect you.
Woo-hoo.
I love myself. I'm good enough.
All right, Stuart Smalley.
and I'm okay. You know, it's just we need to hear that sometimes, because we have a little child inside that's part of our journey.
Yeah.
And that little boy or little girl needs a little reassurance from time to time that the big you has got things handled.
And the big you does. Now, guys, I just want to share again, because it's amazing to me how fast the show goes. Remember, we are uploading. I'm looking over here. We are uploading our December video, but it's only at 20%, and it's been uploading for 2 hours. It's a big one coming out for December. Get to YouTube probably tomorrow afternoon at this point, and you're going to want to go to our channel, Official Shri and Kira. We've got a lot to say about the energy of December, and it's really important that you claim that November storm energy. See the oneness, reclaim the mastery within. And Shri, let's speak to a few more of these masters.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 3 and say hello to Julie from Iowa.
First-time caller.
Yeah.
Welcome, Julie.
Hi. I'm actually in shock that I'm that I got through. And so I have no idea what to ask. I'm so grateful, number one, for both of you. I was led to you about 2 weeks ago. I actually have a Shiva eye stone on order from you. And so real quick, like many people, I've been on an incredible spiritual journey for a long time and wanting to... Oh, my gosh, I don't know what's going on.
Breathe. Just breathe, Angel. Julie, we know who you are because we've already done your reading for your Shiva eye, Angel. And so I am absolutely not surprised that you got through. Of course you got through today. Julie, Angel, and because we're running out of time, I want to be able to give this to you really quickly. You have given yourself so many beautiful gifts by not saying no. In other words, you have allowed yourself the opportunity to expand. You have surrendered to the divine, and the divine has heard you. There are 4 angels standing around you right now, and I don't have time to give you all their names. You also have behind them 16 ascended master energies, and behind them, you've got 144 crystalline beings, and they are all doing the same thing. They are bowing before you, saying hello, and what they're saying to you is, be reassured, we have heard your call. Be reassured, we have heard your cries. We are here, and it is your time. Be not afraid. Step out and flourish. Julie, of course you got through today, and feel how much we love you, and your Shiva eye will be there really soon. Blown away at that too, because it's your time. Congratulations, you have called this in, and Shri and I celebrate you. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We love you.
And so it's so important that the lesson of love, the journey of love, continues each and every day through conscious reflection. Once again, when we get busy in our lives, even if we have spiritual practices, are we remembering to love ourselves as we love others? Are we remembering to love the divine as we gaze into the world as well as our own eyes? Because if you are, when you're able to love the divine, when you're able to love the essence of the energies that are emanating through people you meet, through the flowers and the trees, etc., when you're able to look beyond the surface of love, then your passion will ignite. And that passion will drive your creative impulses in ways that will delight you and serve the world. It is an evolutionary process. It isn't just throwing the switch and counting 120 times a certain mantra. It takes trust and tenacity to build passion, purpose, and power.
Oh, I love that. Passion, purpose, and power, the ultimate love.
And so love, my beloveds, is always grounded in self-acceptance and acceptance of all beings. And from there, the flowers grow.
They do. And you know, beloved ones, our show always goes so fast. And remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shreeandcureradio.com. Again, that's guest@shreeandcureradio.com. And for those of you that are holding that we didn't get through today, call in early next week, please, 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 because we have so much to talk about, so much to share. And beloved angels, you are the love, you are the passion, you are the ascended presence. The master is within, and we love you always. And until we have the blessing and honor of being with you again next week,
may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.